Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, let's see here. Cut a little tricky. Tell us the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And we celebrate the kickoff of NFL football weekend on a Bad Choice Friday. A couple sports tunes from Huey Lewis and the News album Sports. We offer you the heart of rock and roll.
They say the
Huey Lewis and the News and the heart of rock and roll. Take it on
the Viagra Boys.
It's hard to remember all the words.
Yeah. Let me try.
Beach ball.
Molly ball. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Ted, will it be the Viagra Boys in sports or Huey Lewis in the News, the heart of rock and roll? Do the Viagra Boys have a chance at this point with about a half hour to go?
You know, as somebody that used to coach, I believe there's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
So no.
Thanks, coach.
That's coach speak for
that's
you
positive.
Screwed.
That's positive.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell could do it back in the day. So can the Viagra Boys.
Sports.
Sports.
Sports. Sports.
I will say, Miles, when you mention it on the show, you do get a big push.
Wiener dog. Getting high.
Thrill, do you know this band?
I know it through Miles. We discovered, I want to say this was the song.
I swear to God, I almost said, you know this band, or do you know it through Miles?
I know it through Miles, but, and look, man, I dig their vibe. I do. I actually like what they do. I just don't think they have a chance.
Well, you know me.
Against Big Penis, Huey Lewis.
Yeah, when you order a 300-vial a pill bottle of Viagra, they offer you the free download.
Sports. Sports.
Damn, 300. That's like sex almost every day.
Yeah, man.
That's the hope. You buy it for the hope.
I have sex every day.
Yeah. I think I'm with you, Thrill. I do like the Viagra Boys. It's a weird, different kind of sound.
Yeah.
But they just don't stand a chance against this juggernaut.
Huey Lewis, dude.
Right?
Okay, let's see here. So vote now. Follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. In the meantime, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
Couple from our question, what's a cool thing you got to experience as a kid? Took a tour of NORAD in Colorado Springs.
Damn.
Before they stopped allowing civilians in. Love the show, guys. That from Mark. NORAD.
I can't believe they let civilians in.
Educate me on that.
So it's the military thing, but it's all, I believe it's all North America. So every year at Christmas Eve, every newscast will tell you when they track Santa Claus.
All
right. Right, to let the kids know where, you know, he's over England right now, blah, 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 blah. That's NORAD. NORAD, basically, it's like missile defense. It's a massive defense
North
system.
American Aerospace Defense Command.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's right. I can't believe they ever let civilians in there.
That's pretty cool.
That would be remarkably cool.
Older guys,
but if you did it now, you'll be shot.
My 300-person high school marching band got to present a halftime show for the Rams and the New York Jets in 1980. Also performed for Disneyland's 25th anniversary. 25th anniversary, that's impossible. You have to be 105 years old.
Yeah. No,
well, no, he said Disney. 1980, he was in this band.
Yeah, but Disneyland.
Disneyland
is, that opened in like.
Because Disney World 50s. Opened in 1975. So that would be.
Hold on, Ted's doing
that. Is that right?
It could be 25 years.
So Disneyland opened in 1950?
July 17th, 1955.
Anyway, wow. Knott's Berry Farm and Pasadena's Holiday Parade. Got free run of these places, and it was a blast. Also of note, I was on the field behind the Jets while they were warming up. They bent over to touch their toes. I took a priceless photo of NFL players' butts. Still makes me smile today. Happy Friday, guys. That's from Holly. That's very cool.
We never could afford to go to Disney World when I was a kid. And the one time we found my dad's old slides, like post, like some from, it was mostly Vietnam stuff.
Yeah.
But we put them in the projector. And we found pictures of him and my mom at Disneyland and his children. The betrayal was just.
Oh, they had been there, but you had not.
We had not. And we just, we were beyond ourselves.
Yeah, my kids, they when they were younger, they'd go, Dad, can we go to Disneyland or Disney World? No, straight, like, no. Always. Like, that's the one thing. I am unbreakable on this. Absolutely not. And I explained the number of hours you're in line, blah, blah, blah. They don't care about that kind of thing. I understand. They wanted to go to Olive Garden. It's like 2 or 3 years ago. Just on a whim, it was like a Sunday. Like, can we go to Olive Garden? We're like, F it. All right, let's go. We get to Olive Garden. And when we get there, they said, hey, man, it's about a 20-minute wait. So, all right, no, but just put us on the list. My kids started melting down because it was a 20-minute wait. And I took that opportunity to say, hey, if you guys have a problem with 20 minutes at Olive Garden, and we're here because you want to be here, not me, then there's no chance we go to Disney because we're talking like 2.5 hours a ride. They have not brought it up since.
How old were they when you did that?
Oh, so they're what, 14 and 12 now? They were probably, honestly, like 12 and 10.
All right.
It was only 2 years ago.
Are you kids into Star Wars?
No, man. They just, you know, they don't mind it.
They haven't watched The Mandalorian or any of that?
I bet
your son would love that.
He watched, I believe he watched one of the scenes of The Mandalorian.
Language is fine. There's violence.
It's Star Wars, right, man. Correct. And it's boy violence. Like, I mean, you got shot with a laser, for Christ's sake.
On to the birthdays, all the bitches. Today's my beautiful wife, Katie's 37th birthday. How about a Pat Sajak, a fish sandwich medley, and the dirty Germans talking about staying in a hotel room by yourself. That from the husband, Connor.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
it. I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I'm going to date myself here, but it used to be back in the days when people had landline phones, they got the yellow pages. And the yellow pages were a lot like being in a hotel room by yourself because the slogan was, let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah, is this a woman or is a man staying in the hotel room house?
It does not matter.
I think both.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the best part about staying in there is you have all the towels you need.
Oh.
No reason for tissues.
Uh-huh. I don't need more towels. I mean, I'm masturbating like a rabid monkey up here, man. You go ahead and sit up.
Also, I don't know how they do it now, but if you're a teenage boy, don't order a movie. It will show up on the bill.
We know what you're doing. Do it on your phone.
God, that was awkward.
Guys, a longtime fan of the show. Today's my birthday and my best pal, Nick. Can he please get a dealer's choice of sound effects? Thank you, gentlemen. That from Kent.
I just said that.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro? Oh,
wow. No,
cut that bitch off.
What was the one you almost said?
Some of those we should take out of there. Just to,
yeah. So we don't do that.
Yeah, we should take that one out.
Can we get more Reverend X quotes, man? Reverend X is
cut that bitch off. Next call.
If you do not know who this man is, we need you to understand that that quote was lifted from his public access show where he is quoting scripture. All right, in his mind, he is a devout religious man. I'm not sure what religion he buys into, but it is. This was a call-in show, and a woman challenged him on one of his interpretations of the Bible. All right.
Cut that bitch off!
I mean, wow, man.
Guys, let's see here. Damn, it's hot today, but not as hot as my brother Logan is. He does hot tar roofing and celebrating his birthday. Getting older, and the new baby's on the way for the family. He's got to have a... Oh, Jesus. He's got to get on a hot roof. How about Penis's new small, Coach Ted on how to stop having kids, and some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. That's from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Listen, I don't know how many kids you got in there, but there's a lot of ways to stop having kids. I'm assuming you're married, so you're pumping them out, so you probably don't want to use condoms. You could just stop having sex, or honestly, just suck it up. Go get snicked. Take a couple days off work, football's back, chill out, and enjoy the day. Weekend.
It is football season. It's time.
Mm-hmm. All right, dad jokes. Let's see if I can hear. Guys, I just watched an interesting documentary on cocaine. Ted, you would like this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to watch every documentary now that way.
That is pretty good.
I just learned that Peruvian owls hunt in pairs. Peruvian owls hunt in pairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They are in cahoots. Inca hoots.
Inca hoots.
Let's see.
What else are here? It's an educational joke.
Guys, how do you tell the difference between a man and a dog? How do you tell the difference between a man and a dog?
Other than the obvious, I don't know.
The man is in a three-piece suit. The dog just pants. Gotta get rid of all these. They're only they expire after a week.
That is a weird rule.
I move on to more comedy. You know what I mean?
Let's see here.
Guys, my girlfriend asked me if I was having sex behind her back. I said, who the hell do you think it was?
Yeah, right.
Oh, more. Why not? Why are bats the only animal whose poop has a special name? Why are bats the only animal whose poop has a special name?
Why?
On second thoughts, I really don't want to know.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Did anybody know what guano was till Ace Ventura 2?
No. Absolutely not.
I did not.
Ace Ventura educated most people to what that meant.
Guano. Oh, but y'all, I want to give a birthday shout out to my husband, Brad. This is his This is his 50th trip around the sun. Could you give him green beans, a backwards fart, and advice from Coach Ted on what to do now that he's 50? Thanks, guys, from his amazing wife and kids, Andrea, Brady, and Brandon.
Green beans. Green beans.
Okay.
Green beans. Green beans.
All right, Brad, here's what I would do for you. A, if you're at a bar, this would work great. But maybe you're not a drinker. Maybe you're just at a restaurant. Maybe you're sitting around a fire. But anytime somebody disagrees with you, you just hit them with the, well, actually, son, I'm 50, so listen to, you know stuff now. I'm not saying you're any smarter, but you're at an age where you can tell people that you have knowledge.
It's weird how it works. When you're 40, you're responsible, even if you're irresponsible. When you're 50, you were wise, even if you're dumber than a bucket of armpits. It's just how it happens.
Kiss my ass, you don't like it.
Reverend.
Yeah, Reverend. Reverend. Like to request a big birthday shout out to my husband, James. Happy 39th birthday to my best friend, amazing father. Give him a random sound effect there. That from his wife, Mackenzie.
Uh-oh, look up.
You got any more Reverend X in there?
I have to vet every single one.
Did you have one with a cuss
before I play it?
The only one I have is to cut that bitch off. Someone here just asked. They say, cut that bitch off. Is that not Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
And I thought, no, listen, Reverend X is a real human being in spite of being unreal. Just Google Reverend X and listen to any sound clips you can. You're welcome.
Reverend X, the spirit.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
The Spirit of Truth, I believe, was the name of his show.
Ula, ladies.
There's soundboards.
Love your guys' show. I'm turning 39 today. I was hoping Mike could give one of his favorite sounds and you guys talk all over each other about your favorite thing in Texas. Thanks, guys. Oh. That from Brady.
Stop me if you've heard this one. I actually don't. It's important.
Somebody, Cruel Azul, All Natural Tacos, Breakfast Tacos, also, they're phenomenal.
Guys, my husband, huge fan, a daily listener. Today, he is 44 years old. We had to cancel our trip to Reno. Oh, lucky. And since I can't give him what he really wants, I was hoping that you guys could give a birthday shout-out. His name is Matt, and I hope this reaches you guys in time. Oh, thanks, guys. That's from Matt's wife, Sarah. Give him a dealer's choice there.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez Louise!
Bitches, our amazing mom Julie is turning 54 today. We've been loyal listeners since the Buzz days. Can we get to green beans? I just said that. And she's also Miles' biggest fan, a.k.a. a stalker. And she wants a special birthday shout-out from him. Thanks, bitches, and keep up the great work. That from Devin and Jazzy.
Green beans.
I just said that.
Green beans.
I just said that.
Green beans.
I just said that.
Green beans.
All right, Julie. Yeah, there you go. All right, dad jokes. What do you call a man who jumped into a pool? What do you call a man who jumped into the pool?
Wet.
Duncan.
All right.
What do you call it when two vegetarians get into an argument?
A food fight.
A beef.
Beef.
A beef. Guys, NASA had launched a new mission to say sorry to the astronauts that are stuck in space.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's called Apollo G. And finally,
Apollo G.
All right,
I was like, "Who's Apollo G?"
All right, Julie,
I like his stuff.
Just remember, Jesus loves you. It's a wonderful thing to hear in church. A terrible thing to hear in a Mexican prison. All beds are about to give a birthday shout out to me. I'm great at 58. Can I get a Vince Neil and talk all over yourselves about the benefits of performance-enhancing drugs? Thanks, guys. That's from Jim, your loyal Pasco podcaster.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Well, I would recommend steroids.
You can take Viagra, you can take steroids.
I don't know. You better at beer pong if you're drinking.
All right, guys. Here we go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
So many birthdays. Mike, are we going to get in trouble with Castle if we do Ted versus the FCC?
Well, let's find out. Who cares?
You know what? Let's go back in time. It's the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC.
Time.
Email on Monday.
Ship shape. Ship short. Ship shape, sit silently, sip short, sit, ship, shape, ship silently, ship short, sit silently.
Three times fast.
Ship shape, ship short, ship shape, sit silently, ship short, sit, shape, sit, ship, shape, ship silently, ship short, sit silently.
One.
Ship shape, ship short, ship shape, sit silently, sit, ship short, sit, shape. Ship silently, ship short, sit silently.
Two.
Ship shape, ship short, ship shape, sit silently, ship short, sit, ship, shape, ship silently, ship short, sit silently.
Last week, big win in Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
So tired.
You know the drill.
You just watch. Okay, so here it is. This one comes from Jesse. He says, no, guys, exhaust yourself every night coming up with your own. But I submit the following 10 versus the FCC for my own amusement. The submission came to me in Connecticut, but I sent this when I got to Tennessee. And it goes something like this. Channing Tatum paints his tan. His tan is painted with tanning paint. Channing licks his paint before he tans to be sure his paint is flavored tan. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Channing Tatum paints his tan. His tan is painted with tanning paint. Channing licks his paint before he tans to be sure his paint is flavored tan.
Three times fast.
Channing Tatum paints his tan. His tan is painted in tanning paint. Channing licks his paint before he tans to be sure his paint is flavored tan.
What?
Channing Tatum paints his tan. His tan is painted with tanning paint. Channing licks his paint before he tans to be sure his paint is flavored tan.
Two!
Channing Tatum paints his tan. His tan is painted in tanning paint. Channing licks his paint before he tans to be sure his paint is flavored tan.
Oh, wow. Not even hard. There you go. It is another win. In 10 versus the FCC, you are listening to the Men's Room.
And they stay there.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so cut out a drink and toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way of 550. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Wake Forest University researchers are going to send lab-grown organs to space for cancer research.
Okay.
Maybe space will make the cancer go away.
Well, it will get irradiated.
Yes, it will. That's a fact. Yes, it will.
For sure.
I mean, what's that future treatment then? All right, so we're going to send you into space for about 45 minutes.
Actually, these days, we're going to send either 45 minutes
or
9 months. We're not entirely sure, but which will be in space.
Right.
By the way, that Boeing Starliner, I believe that's what it is.
Should be coming back tonight.
It's supposed to touch down. It's supposed to touch down. I believe it will, in fact, touch down.
Okay.
At approximately 9 p.m. here. I'm just curious, because like I said, I'm so torn on this. If the thing gets back safely, then the two astronauts up there are like, are you effing kidding me, dude? Because we're stuck up here. But if it either burns up in the atmosphere, ricochets, or whatever the case, they go like, okay.
You think they're really trying to bring it down safely then?
They are. I do believe they absolutely are. Because one, you know, for Boeing, it's like, look, man, some things went wrong on the way up there.
Oh, yeah.
But if we land this thing safely, then we know what to address and it can still be done.
But again, like you said, then you didn't need to keep the astronauts up there.
Because the astronauts don't know. You're safe to find out on the ground. If I work at Boeing or NASA, like, I'm fine being here. If the thing slams into the ground, we go, oops. If it lands safely, we go,
I'm
cool.
I'm saying for their sake, like, yeah. No, we're not going to try. We're going to show that, yeah, we were right. You couldn't trust this thing.
You think that's the plan?
Yeah.
Oh, we made the right decision.
Sorry, guys. Just hang up there for a little while. We'll get it figured out.
No, in theory, you can land it safely and lie to them. Ah, yeah, it burned up, man.
That's right. No, we were totally right. We're sending you some more Tang, okay? Hang in there.
Some more Tang.
Hang tight, buddy.
Hang tight, guys.
You'll be okay.
You'll make it. 72% of people are in favor of jail sentences for people that damage the climate.
I saw that.
I'd be careful with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what your metric is for that, because all of us contribute.
Right.
Oh, do you have a private jet?
Right, so what point? Yeah.
We can obviously say where that, you know, where people have crossed the line, but what we don't know is where that line's at. Like, I drive a diesel.
Right.
Do I have jail time?
You contribute? We don't know.
Exactly. Sloth fever is on the rise.
What's fever?
Sloth fever? Is that just people that are into sloths, or is it a real disease? I got sloth fever, man.
Sloth fever.
Driving me crazy.
I just like to take it slow.
You won't believe this. She left me for a sloth.
I believe it.
Then she was Kristen Bell. No, sloth fever is just another sickness. Like, honestly, I looked into it because I'm like, okay, what's sloth fever? Basically, it's another fever. What do they recommend for taking care of it? Go to sleep, drink fluids.
Take your time.
Take some Tylenol if you need to. It's
sloth fever.
Sloth fever. You're going to get chills. You're going to get fever. You're going to sweat. You're going to have diarrhea. You're going to be nauseous. You're going to have headaches. It's a fever.
Just say you're sick. I mean,
is it just named after that because you act like a sloth?
I don't know that sloths actually have anything to do with it.
I just can't move past that point.
Man. I know. You know what? Maybe they carry it. Somebody went and got after a sloth. No, it's actually bloodborne. So mosquitoes and there's another thing that bites. It's like a horsefly sort of a thing.
Ooh.
Only it's not a horsefly. It's a biting.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah. It's just
Amazon region of South America that's spread by biting insects.
Yes. And that's all it is. It's just a bug.
Like, they're saying maybe less than 5% of people that get it will experience more severe symptoms. But they're,
why bring it up?
But there's nothing there that says, like, they're going to die if they get it. Like, no, you're just going to feel like crap for a few days.
And that's okay.
Right.
I do a lot of things to make me feel like crap.
It's lost on nobody that we've got some odd laws in this country. Some we can agree with, others we attempt to get off the books. But then there's those that just make you wonder how in the hell they ever got written in the first place. Let's go through them.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 dumb American laws or more that exist in every state. Just keep in mind, much like warning labels on products, there was a need to put these laws on the books. For example, in my soon-to-be home state of Wyoming, it's illegal to spit on walls, floors, and steps of public buildings. But it doesn't say anything about spitting on Stinky Pete's front door handle to his mobile home because he took your last fried cheese stick when you two were having beers at the Buckshot Saloon. However, sleeping with his sister Tallulah was probably a bit much.
Tallulah.
Positive Friday.
There we go.
What do you say the name of that guy? Who had the trailer?
Stinky Pete. Pete. That was a Toy Story character.
Yeah, that was the Toy Story guy.
Kelsey Grammer.
I'd sling. Yes. I'd have some beers at a bar called that.
Stinky Pete's.
Yeah,
dude. He was a prospector. You're damn right.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just go. Let's start with the states here in this room. If any of you listening are from a different state or you have relatives, whatever it is, shoot us a text at 206-803-ROCK. Let me know the state that we want to check here. So let's start with you, Steve the Thrill Hill. Grew up in Rochester, New York, right? The odd law in the state of New York actually is not odd. It's just common sense. But in New York, it is actually illegal to take a selfie with a tiger.
And we know why that came about.
Correct.
Was that just this past week?
Right.
I mean, did they just put that
was in Brooklyn, yeah.
They just put that one on the books.
Really?
That's quick.
What if you own the tiger?
Well,
still against the law.
Still against the law, man. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's
Ronnie James would say ride it.
Right.
I mean, I like that it says selfie, too. Like, Mike, take a picture of me in the line. Can't take a selfie.
That's right.
Or the tiger.
That's right.
Doesn't say anything about lines.
You can ride one, though.
Miles, I know you've attempted this, but in your home state of West Virginia, it is illegal, it is prohibited, to whistle underwater.
Oh, I would ban it altogether.
Whistling altogether?
Yes, completely.
And you can't whistle underwater because you do the inhale whistle, so you'd die doing that.
Can anyone whistle well underwater not a dolphin?
You wouldn't hear it. I'm sure you would, just be in the bubbles. Little bubble whistle. Let's go over here. Sorry, I'm trying to navigate my page over here. I should have pasted all these, and Vidi's going to yell at me because I didn't. He's probably already getting into my...
You're going to get into Maryland?
Be prepared when you do this.
I bet Maryland's has something to do with don't touch turtles on Sundays.
Don't touch on Sundays. Okay, yeah. Good to know. No, in the great state of Maryland, Missouri, Mississippi. See, usually I print these out because this thing actually does move this slow. Where in the hell is Maryland? I'm in the M's. Don't worry. I am a professional.
Toward the beginning, Mike. Yes.
I am a professional. Maryland, it is illegal. I know this was Friday nights in Maryland, Ted, but it is illegal to take a lion to the movies.
God, I got to know how that started. God. Right? I mean, that's got to be like 1800s and like, I don't know, like we always say, like Jeff. Kept bringing his line to the movies, and it was mauling people.
But I like that they kept it on the books. Like, look, if we take it off the books, you're going to encourage people to bring lines to movies, because
right.
That's what we do. By the way, Mike, you have some requests for Delaware?
For Delaware, okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be easy. He's down in the M's.
Oh, I've already moved it towards the front, because I was just going to start at the front. Oh, I do need to hit that one. Okay, so Delaware, it is illegal to whisper in church. God needs to hear everything, and he's hard of hearing.
Hey, guys, I got to pee. I would have just whispered it to you, but it's illegal. I got to pee real bad.
Yeah, I like the idea we're in church. Like, hey, Miles, this priest sucks. I hate his sermon. Feels like we should be whispering that.
Let's see. What about Texas?
Texas, I will get there in a second, but I had to go Florida because this one's fantastic.
All right, let's see what Florida's got.
Man, they are overstepping in Florida because it is illegal for single, unwed women who engage in parachuting on Sundays.
Yes.
They might face imprisonment.
I've seen that one before, and I'm like,
single unwed females who engage in parachuting on Sundays.
When did this become such a problem that you had to write it into law?
I know.
I'm tired of all these broads skydiving on Sunday, and they ain't got no husband to go home to.
I just want to go out on a Sunday and skydive and parachute, but all these single unwed women.
In Texas, selling your eye is against the law.
Selling your eye?
Selling your eye is against the law.
Well, I'm going to call the family down there. Like, hey, guys, I know at least 50% of you were debating whether or not you should sell your eyes. It's against the law.
Our neighbors to the south in Oregon, you cannot, by law, hunt in a cemetery.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. Man,
I don't think that's a problem.
It shouldn't be. But
no, it shouldn't be.
If they wrote the law, then it was.
I just don't know what you're hunting in a cemetery.
Oh, deer.
Owls.
Turkey. I mean, things that graze on grass.
True enough.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's a high propensity. There's a good chance there might be another human in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And cemeteries are generally kind of near the city or something. Like,
yeah.
You can't be firing off and killing deer.
Mike, we have Indiana and Virginia have also been requested.
Indiana and Virginia, I will get on those. Your folks recently moved to New Mexico, yes.
That is correct,
they
yeah.
are actually up with it in New Mexico because you'll be happy to know that...
It's illegal to not produce meth.
No, that idiots are legally not allowed to vote.
Okay, but idiot is actually a clinical definition.
That is true.
That's the thing. Like, because we have our subjective view of it, which is half the people you know in your life, but there is a definitive view of it. But you can run for office if you're an idiot. You right. just can't vote if you're an idiot.
You said Indiana.
Yes.
It is illegal to catch a fish using only your hands in Indiana.
I've
can't
seen
noodle.
That one.
You can't
no
noodle.
Noodle. Can't do it.
Can't do no noodling out there in Indiana.
Uh-oh.
Keep that crap down in Oklahoma.
Guys, got to take my camo to Goodwill.
In Pennsylvania, where your wife is from, it is illegal to sleep outdoors on top of a fridge.
Look, I've been there. I can see why that law is a thing.
Because it's on your porch.
She's from rural PA, dude. So when you go down there, like, I can see how this became a thing.
East Virginia, as Miles knows, or the you know rest of the country, is just Virginia. Hunting on Sundays is not legally allowed unless you are hunting what animal? Does anybody know?
Turkeys.
Not turkeys. Unless you're hunting what animal? It is a natural animal. It is a kind of a normal animal that you will
in
find.
In what state?
Virginia.
Deer?
It is a vermin.
Squirrels.
Rats.
Raccoons.
I didn't know you could even hunt raccoons.
Hunting on Sundays is not
I've never heard of anyone eating it.
No one, nah, but it's a nuisance. So I think I can see people hunting it.
I've heard about eating most things, but not that.
Man, you know what? Vermont. They got it right over there in Vermont, man, where Bernie Sanders is from. A woman cannot wear fake teeth unless she has her husband's approval.
Are you serious? He wants them out.
Take them out, baby. Oh, Lordy.
Here comes a gummer.
Apparently, people do eat raccoons.
People eat anything. I just don't know that it's super prevalent.
Yeah, good question.
What odd thing could Utah possibly have on the list? You're right. You cannot legally cause a catastrophe in Utah. Everywhere else in the United States, totally allowed. Not in Utah.
So, in theory, I could cause a catastrophe here, but there's no law against it.
I guess.
I think it depends on hitting me with some other charges of other things, but not a...
I think it has to be classified as a catastrophe. I think there's a legal definition of catastrophe there.
I'd look it up and I'd make it that bad. Like, I'm good.
Random click, South Dakota. All hotels must have two twin beds that are always 2 feet apart.
God forbid you lay with your spouse.
That's right. South Carolina. Working on Sundays is illegal unless you're a barber or shoe shiner.
Oh,
or football player.
So Chick-fil-A.
South Carolina, I feel like that's one of those states, too, for a long time, where you couldn't buy any liquor or booze on Sundays.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Ted, you do not want to go to Ohio, because getting a fish drunk is against the law.
Oh, well, what am I supposed to do now?
It's been over 7 years, so I think I'm clear.
And they're really holding the people back in North Carolina. In North Carolina, you cannot legally use elephants to plow cotton fields. That means there was some Eddie out there that was just like, I'll just bring my elephant to plow my cotton.
There's probably some slave who's like, I'm tired of this ass. I'm tired of this ass.
I was going to stop.
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe that's how my black ass sees it. But like, wait, man. We're going there, man. Yeah. Come on.
I kind of like what they're doing over there in Montana. It's illegal to give a rat as a present.
So you can own one. You just can't give it as a present.
Correct. Someone. You know why? Because that's a crap present. Nobody wants that.
I would think the wildlife takes care of that rat population there.
They got it going on right in Wisconsin. Butter substitutes are banned in prison.
In prison. I'm in prison, I will never get margarine. I will get actual butter.
That's right.
That's better than my life outside of prison.
I can't believe we don't have it.
Okay, and this is the dumb American law that exists right here in Washington State. Does anybody have the faintest idea of what it could be?
I've seen a couple of texters said about you can't legally hunt Bigfoot.
I got it.
I believe that one was one.
It's illegal to say hello or greet someone while walking past them on the sidewalk.
No, Miles, it's illegal to not stop in the middle of the road without signaling.
It's illegal to wave if someone lets you through in your car.
No kidding.
It's illegal to use your turn signal.
It is illegal to attach a vending machine to a pole here in Washington State.
Oh, that's crap.
All right.
Can't do it no more.
How am I going to make money now?
A man in the Netherlands is facing stalker charges, and you won't believe the lengths that he went to, Miles.
What lengths were those?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.